Welcome to Identity Church Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
I had a visitation this week, and the Lord was trying to prepare me, and I didn't do it. So instead, I get a call yesterday morning. I just invariably do it. Okay, guys, I'm going to hit a hard subject. And I realize I'm speaking to the choir, but this needs to go out. Okay, the title of my message is Sit Down and Shut Up. Okay, I got your attention, right? My foundation verse is 1 John 3:1. I said, God, how does this go together? But he's going to figure it out. It says, see what an incredible quality of love the Father has shown to us, that we would be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. And I want to counter that. We are demonstrations in the earth. We are expressions of the Father. I never will forget one time when I was dancing. And I began to look out. And I saw the faces. And I said, oh my gosh. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Everywhere I looked was Jesus. So you're wondering where this is going, right? There was something that hit me last week in Pastor Charlie's message that began to spark something in me. And when he spoke about, do y'all remember he spoke about not talking against the denominations and their understanding? That, listen, we don't have the full message either. When he was talking about what he was talking about is a preconceived prejudice for others who do not believe the same. We all know that racism issue is huge in our pastor's heart. As he was speaking, I had this thought. How can we embrace a race or culture when we can't even embrace the women in church and having value? I'm going there. I have seen the prejudice of women in church, and I've experienced the prejudice of women in church. We have men and women leaving churches because of the inability to receive from someone with a different anatomy, all predicated on the scripture. You ready? 1 Corinthians 14:34. The women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. Sit down and shut up. Now, I know that sounds rough, but listen, I was raised by a Baptist preacher with two different standards in our home. And many of us carry the mindsets of the past with us. I see women burdened with it because they're afraid to step out because of the J word, Jezebel. And we all know it can be either gender. It's an equal opportunity employer. See, Ephesians 5:21 says, submitting to one another out of the reverence for Christ. Isn't that what this is all about? It really is. Submitting to one another. Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. Isn't this conflicting? When I just told you, sit down and shut up. But yet I'm told I'm one in Christ and we are each one. That there's no difference? How can that be? How is it Paul is telling women to be quiet and then he says there's no male or female? I get it. That's in the natural. So we have a different standard in the natural, in the physical. We have one in the spiritual, and we have one in the natural. Hey guys, what if Paul was speaking about the culture and times of that particular era? What if Ephesus was known for the worship of the goddess Artemis? Her temple was four times the size of the Parthenon in Athens. What if? Acts 19:26-28. But as you have seen and heard, this man Paul has persuaded many people that handmade gods aren't really gods at all. And he's done this not only here in Ephesus, but throughout the entire province. Of course, I'm not just talking about the loss of public respect for our business. I'm also concerned that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will lose its influence, and that Artemis, this magnificent goddess, worshipped throughout the province of Asia and all around the world, will be robbed of her great prestige. At this, their anger boiled, and they began shouting, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians." Did you know that? Did you know that? Because we're raised with the mindsets of our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our fathers, and our mothers, and yet we haven't tried to discover who we really are. And I'm telling you, women are in an identity crisis. Now, this isn't just about women, because this is also about men. Because men have had to take this role of authority and dominion. They had to step out of who they're to be in Christ in order to put on this facade. Now, for some, it was easy. And for others, it wasn't. In other words, their heart, it hurt. Artemis was also, Diana was the Roman name, was the goddess of fertility. People believed she had the ability to give and take life. Women were the ones who completely ran it. The people would pay high money to be with a high priestess. Women in labor would go to speed up or ease pain or grant a quick death if that is what was to come. Could Paul have been setting chaos in order in the church, and we have taken it to be the gospel? After all, Galatians 3:28 does seem a little conflicting. There's neither Jew or Gentile, male or female. I have sat under this for many years. And stepping out was huge for me. And I have a heart to see each one of you walk in the purpose and destiny in your greatness. But sometimes we've got to shed some of the stuff in order to have a new mindset. You know, I kind of find it interesting because God didn't treat Ananias and Sapphira any different. The blueprint examples have been Deborah in Judges 4 and 5, who was a prophetess. Deborah instructed Barak the strategy of battle. It would seem Barak clearly respected Deborah. One school of thought is part of the reason Israel was judged by a woman was because men were not listening closely to God or willing to take responsibility. Selah. Amen. Sit down and shut up. Then there's a prophesying daughter of Philip, Acts 21, 8 through 9. On the next day, we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of seven, and stayed with him. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. I'm stepping off camera, sorry. Okay, this is the church that has the tissue anointing. Now I'm ready to prophesy. You get it? You get it? They fell. What was then is not now. We have to have and grab on to a new mindset and let go of that which was. That may mean rediscovering who you really are. There's Deaconess Phoebe, Romans 16:1. Now, I introduce and commence to you our sister Phoebe, a deaconess of the church at Centuria, I guess. So there's someone else. Here's another one, Apostle Junia, Romans 16:7. He says, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. So he's introducing Junia as an apostle. I don't know where you came from, but that didn't happen where I came from. I mean, at best, the women could teach the kids in Sunday school. And, you know, they're kind of scathing over the line there. You know what I mean? Because they needed us. The teaching ministry of Priscilla, Acts 18:26. And he began to speak boldly and fearlessly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained more accurately to him the way of God and the full story of the life of Christ. So they need to know some more stuff. So they were teaching him. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ has loved the church and gave himself up for her. See, it's all about you and I loving each other, male or female. It's respecting the very seed that God that is inside of you that God has deposited to see value on you, regardless of your gender, regardless of your age, regardless of your culture. How can we go out of here and embrace another culture when we still have you guys sit over here and we'll sit here? How? We have to embrace one another. we, women and gentlemen, are in an identity crisis. When I know who I am, I can come to you and see who you are. Regardless of where I've been. Let me tell you, my husband lays down his life for me. And it's not always been that way. It's not always been that way. We've been married 30 plus years. After 10 years of being married, I said, I don't want to do everything anymore. It's time for you to start doing some stuff. And it's been a process. It's been a process. All right, now. But many may think he's very soft-hearted. But let me tell you, he's very, very strong. And we would do this. And he could mow me over in a New York second. And this is not the same man that was. But he had to come to the conclusion that he wanted to change. See, as much as I said, oh God, change him, change him. Never happened. Never happened. He had to make the choice. And we have to allow others to make the choice. But we can demonstrate the Father's heart to make them so desire to walk into the inheritance Christ has for them. Rather than mimic what was. I don't know about you, but I don't want what was. I want a new thing. When my kids were little, I said, I'm a raise them different. I am not going to raise them the same way my parents did. And the first time you yell at them, you're like, where'd that come from? Paul says, I don't want to do, I do. Yeah. Well, I did. You know what the awesome thing is, though? Is when you see your kids with their kids. Yes. Come on. And they do better than what you did. Then you did something right. You did something right. Listen, what have we been saying to our single women? Oh, who's you covering? You can't do ministry until you have your covering, until you have that man. That's what we've said. Honest to God, that's what we've said. We have pushed them down and pushed them down and pushed them aside. I can't do anything with you yet. Look at the injustice that our Christian faith has done. To women, to single women. I know I struggled, and I was married. But I can't imagine what it is to be single and have that burning passion in your heart to want to step out, and you can't do it. Because you will not be seen in the right way. And furthermore, there's that J word. That J word. If you're a strong woman, there's that J word. Listen, I had to be strong and go through the things I did. You had to be strong. Kevin, you had to be strong to go through what you did. Each one that sits in here had to be strong. And that's why we're sitting here and we are a living testimony to the Lord. Isn't that awesome? No longer. We've been redeemed, guys. We've been redeemed. But most of us act like we're part of the Addams family. Boom, 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 boom. We act like we're part of the Addams family. In other words, we keep digging up that old nature and we polish it off and wash it off and we hope it works. And then we get into works and we strive and we strive and we strive. And pretty soon, you're just done with church. You're just over it. You don't even want to be here because you've lost the presence of the Lord. Guys, if you don't have the presence of the Lord, then you're just going through the motions. You're just going through the motions. This, I know it seems like that this is a woman, just a woman message. But I'm telling you, it's a human being message. And I'm breaking fallow ground. You hear me? I'm breaking it up until we can respect one another and come and value and treasure what's in one another. Hey. I'm going to feed the poor. But don't you come near me. It's the man's club. I'm hitting it. We all have to learn. I'm hitting it. I don't believe from the beginning of time in the garden, he gave them dominion. He didn't say, hey, Adam, keep her in line. And guys, really, we just need to forget about the apple because Adam was there too. And he made a choice. Nobody took it and shoved it in his mouth and made him eat. And we just need to get over the stuff. How is, do you know Azusa Street, William Seymour? Oh, men, women, children ministered, and they saw mighty moves of God. But one thing was inherent. They weren't allowed to speak bad of other people, ministries. And the love of God was present. But I'm just being real. No, honey, you're not being real. If you're speaking prophecy going out, you're prophesying. And really, it's time to grow up. Put on my big girl panties. It's time to grow up. Yesterday, we had a baby shower for Tristan and Sarah. Yay! It was awesome. Okay, here's the thing. Pastor Jeff, I have pictures, but Christy didn't get them up. That he put a balloon in, Pastor Louie, put a balloon under their shirt, and they had one between their legs, and they had to run. They did this race, and it was hilarious. I had to go to the bathroom twice. It was so funny. Did they have to do that? No. Did they need to do that? Yes. They chose to. And it was a great time. Xavier Alexander. And we blessed him. Do you think maybe after the fall is when the hierarchy came in? But see, we can't even stand on that because redemption has come. So we got to get rid of our excuses of why and just start moving forward. I can't tell you how much it blessed me to have my son sit here and listen to me minister for the first time. I can't tell you when I went off the chain and my mom was sitting here, who I've never spoke tongues in front of. And afterwards, she embraced. See, sometimes you got to take risk to step out and be who you're called to be. No holding back. We sit there and we sit in our little chairs and we say, oh, signs, wonders, and miracles. And we don't move. We don't move. We don't get into the hearts of others. We don't let the light shine. Why? Because I'm in my own little corner, in my own little chair. It's safe. So guys, get ready. Because there is some power packing Holy Ghost women in this church. And P.S., the Holy Spirit inside of me doesn't wear a dress. It's one size fits all. I know this seems like a hard message. No more sitting down and no more shutting up. Can you help me out, Kev?
You don't want me to sit down?
Hey, guys, Colossians 2:10 says, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. You're complete. You don't have to wait for Mr. Wright. Out of the mouth of babes. You know, I can remember years ago, I lost my first name and I lost my last name. I was Mrs. Jeffrey Bunnell. For a long time, this has been going on. For a long time, it's been stripped away from us. I am not a woman's liver. I am an equal opportunity employer. I want to see the children go as far as they can. And I want to see Marianne do the stuff. There's no... Isn't that hilarious? They were so funny. And they laughed and they had fun. But what used to be only women went to baby showers. Not any longer. It's both. Ora chi si ramonderebbe? The Lord is summoning you up. Holy is the Lord. He says redemption has come. Great and merciful is He. He loves you with everything you have. He says, come as you are. He says, all I see is my bride. All I see is the one I walked and spoke with. I know you had some hard times, but I'm ready to give you some good times. Joy, joy, joy is the Lord's strength. It's all about Him. He saw you and you saw Him. Holy, holy. See, my mind just marvels. The angels round about the throne. Oh, what was this man that you're so mindful of? He saw what would happen and He made provision. That's how much He loves you. Yet we can't honor one another. Holy, holy is the Lord. Redemption has come. Walk in the places that you once did. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh. I can see it. It's a cloud. And it's almost like in ribbons above you. Ora chi si domanderà, era bacuterama. He says, oh, He's waited for this moment. He has waited for this moment. In a single moment, you changed. He says, I love my people. And I'm not going to hold back. And I decree and I declare, no more shut up and sit down. Stand up and shout. Come on, Stand up and shout. Come on three, Jesus, okay? One, two, three, Jesus! Now you have been charged. Do the stuff. You have been charged to change the earth. You can only change. You can change what your assignment is. Only you can do it. No one else can. To me, that's huge. Nobody can do what is on the inside of you. That's how precious you are to the Lord. Only you can touch the people. And listen, they're waiting for you. You gotta let the lion out to roar. They're waiting for you. There's people waiting for you. Then he says, I want restoration. I want restoration. I want them, my heart again. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, each one here. Oh, guys, it's such an honor to be here to speak to you. How precious you are to the Lord. So, Father, I thank you that their joy be renewed. I thank you for the power of God released in them. I thank you where they go, lives are transformed. For the glory of the Lord rest upon them and in them. And Father, I just speak over them, their equal opportunity employers.
Hey, that was good. I know my mom has suffered under that yoke of injustice her whole Christian walk. And I think it's important that when we hear a message like this, that we do something. It's not just a matter of hearing, it's about doing. And so this morning I want to ask all the men to come up here and line up. All the men. It's all your fault. It's all the men's fault. So. Amen. And so what we're going to do this morning is I really felt in my spirit that we needed the men to stand in proxy of all the places where women have been put down and treated unjustly. And not with equality. I think this really gets at the heart of the orphan mentality that is in all of us. And we fight equality because of the orphanness that we feel as a human being. And so I want you men to just stand in proxy and ask these women for forgiveness for what they've suffered under the yoke of injustice. And just release them to be who they're called to be in the body of Christ, whether it be apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or pastor, whatever they're called to be, that we release it today that all the junk is broken off of their life and they're free starting today, right now, right here. Amen. So ladies, come up and get prayer.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on the social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning in to today's message from Identity Church.